Welcome back to the Average to Savage Show with Scaletti, a podcast that will help you overcome your limiting beliefs, setbacks, and fears to create the life you were destined to live. Welcome back, third and final installment of what I learned in this Navy SEAL training from a few weeks ago. If you have not listened to the first two installments, check them out. I'm trying to give you real takeaways that anybody can use, not just somebody that wants to become a Navy SEAL or do ultra endurance racing or anything like that. There are real life takeaways that I feel I can provide through this training that I went through a few weeks ago. It was 50 plus hours, started at 6 a.m. Friday morning, ended Sunday at 1 p.m., no sleep, straight through the most intense event I've ever done in my life. And I want to share these takeaways, the final three. The first one that I want to share, I probably should have put it earlier on, to be honest, because this has been a powerful one for me. One of the first things they told us, and when I say they, the coaches who are all ex-SEALs, was how you show up, how you present yourself is massively important. And in this scenario, what they meant was two major things. Never, ever put your hands on your hips and never fold your arms, especially while training, but also in life. While training, if you put your hands on your hips, I cannot even do it right now. I'm so brainwashed from what happened over the event. I cannot put my hands on my hips. It just feels to me anyways, when I put my hands on my hips, especially when working out, it feels like a defeated gesture. It feels like I'm tired of this. I don't want to do any more of this. This is stupid type of gesture. That's how it feels to me. And it sounds like that's how it feels to the SEALs as well, because they did not want us to do it. And folding the arms is sort of a standoffish type look where similarly, you don't want to be there, or you're tired of this, or this is getting ridiculous. Those were the two gestures that did not go over well if you did them. And guess who was the first person to break the hands on the hips? You're looking at them. And then I did not do it again until the 53rd hour, right at the very end. I did it again, which was shocking. But I went through something with one of the coaches. And for a second, I started to put my hands there. They touched my hips, and then I removed them. But coach saw me and then had me do, I think, 25 burpees. Might have even been more than that. It was a big no-no. And since then, I'm pretty sure weeks and weeks later, I have not put my hands on my hips at all. And I probably never will again. But the point is, this is not just something you can use when you're in a training endurance or fitness event. This is every day. If you're in the business world, how do you show up when somebody's talking to you, whether it's a coworker or it's a sales assistant or it's a client, and you have your hands on your hips or you're paying no attention or you're slumped over? What do you think that says to the other person? I cannot tell you, especially in the business world, how often I've seen this. The second somebody pulls out their phone when another person is trying to have a discussion with them and one person's on their phone or looking at their computer, to me, that is the ultimate sign of, I don't care what you're saying. It pains me to see it. If somebody does it to me, I normally just stop talking and wait until they look up or look over. When there's dead air, when there's silence, normally they realize what's going on. That eats at me and I struggle with it. When you're talking to somebody, be with them, be there. Or don't talk to them, or say you have to be on your phone and do something else and they can come back and set a time to talk with you later, whatever it is. But how do you show up? How do you walk into a room? Social setting as well. How do you walk into a room when you enter a social setting? Are you slumped over? Are you hunched? Are you not showing a lot of confidence? Or do you stand tall? Do you walk proud? Do you walk in like, yeah, I'm here now? Not in an ego way, but in a confident way, in a way that you present yourself like you like yourself, like you love yourself. versus feeling like you have to huddle over and act like you're not even there. That was a big takeaway for me. How do you show up in any scenario? And how do you carry yourself? Posture, the nonverbals, they matter in a huge way, huge way. The second thing is screw up. It's that simple. Screw up. Screw up and then learn. We did this thing, I think they call it an AAR, after action report, I think is what it stands for. And I love this. One of the things I learned is you can debrief anything, anything. You just ended a meeting. You can debrief that. You had a social chat with somebody. You can debrief that. You go out on a date. You can debrief that. What went well? What did not go well? Did you have fun? Did you not have fun? You can debrief anything. I messed up so many times during this 55-hour training. It was insane. I was the first person, as I said, to put my hands on my hips. I think I was the first person to drop the stretcher right out the gate. I just had a bad handle on it, dropped it. Luckily, there was no human being on it. We did that later where we practiced carrying a person. We just had sandbags on it when I dropped it. I sucked at partner carries. I got a lot better as the hour plus went on of the evolution. But in the beginning, you have to carry somebody, and the guy was a lot taller than me and heavier than me. I had to carry him on my shoulders, and they teach you the proper form. I just struggled with it. I screwed up constantly. But the cool part was, as long as you were prepared and you were physically prepared, mentally prepared, there's certain things like partner carries where the coaches just wanted to teach you how to do it. And as long as you showed max effort and you showed up and you focused and you paid attention, you were probably going to get through the evolution if you had the physical fitness part figured out. But the point is, keep screwing up in life. That's it. How many of us, myself included, are scared to mess up in front of that cute girl or in front of the people that are watching you? I think that's a big reason why people don't dance. They're afraid of what the opinions of others are going to be. Dancing's fun. Who is dancing and not having fun? That's hard to do. Screw up. Don't be afraid to get out there and look like an idiot, because it's going to happen to all of us at some point. You might as well enjoy yourself. And I would almost guarantee you're going to get a great story out of it once you screw up. And then you learn, and then you grow, and then you get better, and then it gets more fun, right? And the final thing is, I'll dive deep into this because I took this very seriously, and I think this can be applied to any aspect of life. Be prepared. Be prepared. Preparation, to me, preparation equals confidence. Preparation equals confidence. Preparation at least raises your confidence. You feel much more prepared, you're going to come in feeling better about yourself, like you have a better chance to succeed. My goal before this training, and if those that remember and heard the story, I was signed up for the Spartan Death Race about a month and a half prior to this. Had a family emergency, had to drive home the day before the event. So I signed up for the Navy SEAL event about 6 weeks before it happened. But I was prepared for a similar type event. And as soon as I signed up for the Navy SEAL event, I went all in and I was doing things that I hadn't done before, i.e. one of the things was, I do not like being cold. For those that follow me on social media, I go into the cold plunge every day for at least 5 minutes minimum. Sometimes I do it twice a day, depending on the weekend or the exercise schedule and routine that I'm on. I will up the amount of cold plunges to help with the inflammation. But for this particular event, especially because I heard that we were probably going to be in the Pacific Ocean, which is cold, especially in the middle of the night, I wanted to be prepared for that. I wanted to be prepared to be shivering for hours and be okay with that. And I didn't really share this on any social media. I didn't want to scare friends or family or anything. But there was a few nights here at my apartment where I did an all-night training, and about almost on the hour, I got into the cold plunge. and I bought tons of ice for the night, and it was a cooler night, which really worked out. I was able to keep it cold the whole night. And about on the hour, I think I did about 8 or 10 of them. I would get into the cold plunge for 5 minutes plus. One of them I did, I think, for 11 or 12 minutes. And I'm not suggesting to do that. That's not the point. The point is I was preparing myself for what may happen in this event. And in doing that, in putting myself through that difficulty, that hell, those horrible nights where I was shivering most of the night, then when the SEALs took us out to the beach, in my head, I'm thinking, wait a minute, I already suffered and froze overnight multiple nights on my own. I can handle what they do to us. I'm ready for this. See, that helped, that prep helped my mindset and helped me be ready for whatever they were going to throw at us. And I think that preparation, you can talk about that in any scenario. If you're giving a presentation, a speech to a business group or a local community, and you prep and you know what you're going to say and you have your information and your stories down, now you feel much more confident versus if you try to wing it. I would think that would build your confidence the more prepped you are. And for me, in this scenario with the SEALs, it was a huge factor in getting my mentality right, that I knew I had been through really difficult nights and weekends by myself before this. And now, I don't want to say it made it easier. It made it more tolerable that I was with other people, other badasses. These guys are savages out here. And the fact that I was able to suffer with them versus by myself made it more tolerable. And actually, there were times where it made it fun, where you're just getting tortured so bad, you have to sort of laugh at a certain point, especially when it's 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and you've been going for 36 hours plus straight at that stage of the game. I hope this helps. I hope this gives you takeaways for your own life. Think about how you show up. That's in any area. How are you showing up? And I would challenge you to show up with more confidence. If you didn't say anything and you just walked into a room, what would people think? Can't you tell right away? Like, you can tell, or at least make an assumption. I'm sure a lot of us do that. I do that probably without even thinking of if that person's confident or not as soon as they walk through the door. The second thing, screw up. Screw up. The more screw ups you have and learn from, that's how you excel quicker. I think there's a quote somewhere that says the most successful person is the one who makes the most mistakes or who screws up the most. I believe that to be true, 100%. And finally, be prepared. Whatever area it is, whether it's going out for Navy SEAL training or it's giving a presentation or it's running a marathon, be prepared, be ready, and go out there and crush it because you have the confidence to do so. I hope this helps. Thanks for listening. That's part 3. I think we're going to be done. If I get some stories here and there that I think about, I'll bring it up and share them with you. I love doing these. Thank you for the feedback. And it seems like these episodes have been very helpful. I love that. Stay savage. See you next week. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment if you enjoyed the show. To follow on social media, at Matt Scaletti on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Feel free to shoot me a message, reach out. I'd love to hear feedback, and wishing you an amazing rest of your week.